York. Whoa there. This is AM 1230 WFAS New York. Kyle, what song? What was that, buddy? What are you bringing in?
That's our usual. That's our usual sports theme.
It was pretty. Hey, that was
don't
pretty.
Don't bring me into that.
Hey, that was powerful. Hey, you shut up. I like that. Actually, I got goosebumps when I heard that.
How am I supposed to get pumped up at 10 o'clock in the morning when you're playing some jingle from a Nintendo video game?
Hey, that's Roy G. I'm Bruce Hall. And we're in New York.
Welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, everybody. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, except I never saw the ball fall.
I missed it.
Let me tell you, we went to dinner last night at Augie's Family Style Italian Restaurant in Larchmont. And, you know, Marty just says to the owner, Eddie, just bring us out some pasta and a dish. And we sat there for an hour, hour and a half, and we couldn't finish it. And you know what? At 10:30, I was comatose.
Well,
I was out.
Well, it wasn't your normal kind of restaurant where you sit down and you order your own plate. It's not like that. I mean, there was five grown men sitting at a table, and we ordered two things, and it didn't end well for us.
We didn't kill it. We didn't kill it. Now, look, we left early yesterday morning. Remember, yeah, I picked Roy up in Baltimore, and you know, we came up here. And by the way, go to my website now, brucehallsports.com. You'll see that we've got the blog up. We're going to have a two-hour show today. You know, you're not used to hearing us at 10:05 because we're usually on at 11:05. But from now on, we're going to be doing a two-hour show. It'll be sent out from New York, but it'll also be streamed along the usual ways. Also, sportmancave.com.
That's right, sportsmancave.com. That's my
site. Sports Man Cave.
Sports.
Plural.
Mancave.com.
Like a snake.
And we got blogs posted every week. I'm actually about to post my blog as soon as we get out of here the top 10 moments of 2011.
You're going to make him hit the delay button. He's going to, because you said you're going to post your blog. Be careful with that.
I can't say that.
What is a blog? Oh, the blog. Post your blog. I got you. Okay.
I'm confused now.
Yeah, I am too. Hey, listen. Got to tell you, though, you got to make it. I told Eddie when I left there, two places I'm going to go. Next time we come to New York, Peter Luger's in Brooklyn that everybody knows about. Best steakhouse I've ever eaten at in my life. And I'm going to make sure I'm at Augie's Family Style Restaurant. And I want to. I sent back a picture to my wife, Carol, of the sign, the big lit sign in the front, because I've had two dogs named Augie. It's my favorite name in the world.
It's a great dog name.
Augie Doggie and Doggie Daddy. For all you guys older than 50 out there that ever saw Hanna-Barbera's dogs that were on TV for years. Listen, you know, we were going to talk about, you wanted to shout out to a couple people. Go ahead and drop that.
Well, the new year starting, everyone's kind of looking at their weight, I guess. That's a big resolution for a lot of people is losing weight, getting in better shape. You know, so I got a buddy who helped me out. I actually lost, Bruce. I used to be a little bigger, I guess you could say. I got back down to my playing weight. I actually lost 35 pounds this summer. And, yes, 35 pounds.
Did
I
you
was
do it with,
once.
Like, Nutrisystem
was, no,
or something
no,
like that?
No. It's this guy. His name is John Casto. His
trainer? Trainer?
He's a personal trainer, yep. Right. And actually a really good friend of mine. And the site that he has now is called 60 Day Dude.
60daydude.com.
And what he does is he takes all of the major diets. Right now he's on the Atkins diet. I think he's in like day 20 of it.
Right.
And he does all the diets for 60 days, posts, you know, food that he's eating, special workouts.
He takes care of everything.
Oh, yeah. Completely lays everything out for you.
Well, do you got a number for him?
If you go to 60daydude.com, that'll do it right there, and actionfitnessinc.com.
All right, that sounds good. And here's one little plug I'm going to give you right now at the start of the show. I'm going to give it to you at the end. I've been taking people to the Masters Golf Tournament, Bruce Hall Sports has, for 27 years. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to go to the Masters and you want to have the best time you've ever had in your life, I don't care if you want to go to practice rounds, one day, 2 days, or all 4 days of the tournament, go to brucehallsports.com, send me a message. BruceHallSports.com or 1-800-466-4748 and let me know that you're interested in going this spring and we'll set something up for you. Besides that, we probably ought to get to football.
Should we get to football?
Yeah, you know, we might as well. That's what people listen to us for.
Is it?
Yeah, they don't listen for our diet information.
It's not for sure. It's not for my golden voice.
Hey, let me tell you
something.
It's
the golden voice, Bruce.
Hey, look, 24 hours ago, I didn't have a voice, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
which made for a very awkward drive to New York, because Bruce is sitting over there in a driver's seat. Don't let me talk this whole car ride. Oh, yeah, sure. I don't want you to talk to me on a 5.5 hour car ride.
It wasn't 5.5.
That's perfectly
fine. It was 4.5.
I don't. Hey, yeah, listen, why would I want to talk to anybody on a 5.5 hour car ride? That's.
You know what I didn't realize until we got to New Jersey and I had to stop for gas?
Oh, God.
You can't pump your own gas in New Jersey.
They won't
let
you.
What is up with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know what? The gas was so cheap. It was like $3.13 a gallon. We get to New York, it's like $3.50 and change.
Well.
Taxes, I guess.
And then,
taxes.
Not only that. Are we completely confused that we're not allowed to pump our own gas, but we walk into...
Don't say the name of it.
The fast food restaurant.
There's a fast food restaurant that everybody's familiar with.
And they have pre-made breakfast items out.
That were warm, and I was starving.
So we're like, oh, pre-made breakfast. This is great. No line, pre-made breakfast. Let's take this. So we grab a couple, and I've never felt worse.
Well, you know what? I didn't have a problem till this morning, but my body is just like that. It rejects it immediately. You know, very uncomfortable for a couple of times early.
I mean, we don't
want
to gross anybody out.
We're
here,
not going
but it
to.
Was, it
but,
was.
But you can imagine. You know, it's what two guys go through when they're trying to clean their system out. I'm Bruce Hall.
This is Roy G.
Over here, and this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're live to you from Westchester County, New York. We're extremely happy. You know, I thought about we talked about possibly going to Times Square last night, but then we realized we'd never get home.
Yeah.
But then I found out, you know, I thought there'd be a problem like in D.C. when they have big events in D.C., you know, they keep the metro open longer. But the problem in D.C. is it's not New York. It's not New York. They don't have the efficiency. And, you know, I mean, there are people that have been subway train drivers in New York, you know, grandfathers, fathers, and sons right through, you know, through the entire their entire family history of train drivers. But what we found out last night was, you know, through, you know, Marty and Eddie was the thing about that is that one day a week that they do it right is on New Year's.
Yep, he said 300 and I'm going to get the number wrong. 364
days a week. It's like, you know, we're late. Don't worry about it. It's all like, but like on New Year's,
they get it right. It's the one day that they care.
All right, let's get rolling.
So we jump into it now. Well, first up, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, minus 8.5 over the Washington Redskins. The over-under here is 46.
Listen, if you notice, we generally go in line with the way that USA Today Sports Weekly is. And unfortunately, they had the Skins game off first. And I got to tell you something. I'm not real happy about the season. They're 5-10. You know, they're not going to beat Philly this weekend. Now, there are a couple of reasons Philadelphia are going to try to win this game.
They're going to
start LeSean McCoy, even though he's got a bad ankle, because he can break Wilbert Montgomery. For all you old guys out there, you'll remember who Wilbert Montgomery is. Wilbert Montgomery played with Ron Jaworski on the team that lost to the Raiders in 1980. In the Super Bowl.
And all for you young guys out there, Ron Jaworski is the guy who stands in the booth on Monday Night Football. That's the guy. He actually played football.
They call him Jaws. His head is bigger than mine. And I have a huge head. I wear a size 8 hat. Bruce Bochy wears about an 8.5. I'd say J-Rose an 8.25.
Take a wild guess at what hat size I wear.
7.
6 7/8.
You got a pinhead.
It is.
You know what? You look like the guy, you know, there was a movie. What was the name of that movie that had the guy in it and they shrunk the guy's head and he was standing there waiting in line? Anyway.
You're going to have to give me more than that.
That's what you look like. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. And we are going crazy here in New York. We're having fun. We're on for 2 hours. We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles Skins game. You know, let's talk about the Eagles for a second. Andy Reid, he's back. Look, the guy's one of the best coaches anywhere. No matter what they think in Philadelphia, the guy's a quality coach. If he retires, it'll be on his terms. I'm going to tell you right now. He signed for at least 2 more years. Juan Castillo, here's what's going to happen. Steve Spagnuolo is going to get fired tomorrow as the head coach of the Rams.
The Rams, yeah.
And Spagnuolo, the next day, will go to Philadelphia, meet with Andy Reid, and he will sign a contract probably for 3 or 4 years to be defensive coordinator in Philadelphia, which is the job he had before. before he took the head job, because he interviewed in Washington. You remember that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people interviewed in Washington, and they gave it to Jim Zorn. That was a great.
But listen, Juan Castillo took the job as defensive coordinator because Andy needed a favor. That was it. He didn't want to hire anybody else. There was nobody Andy wanted to bring in, and it's not like it's a system that everybody gets used to. Philadelphia, they got a tough offense and they got a tough defense. They've had some great defensive coaches there. And I'm telling you right now, Howard Mudd came back as a favor. You know, the guy on the crutches that's there, you know, he's chest bumping with guys in a crutch, you know, with his crutches every week. He's a lot of fun, but I don't think he's going to be back. I think that Castillo will go back to coaching the offensive line, and he might even become offensive coordinator. Who knows?
I think there's a lot of questions to be answered in Philadelphia.
Well,
why did they play so poo-poo this year? That's a big question
right
there.
One of the biggest
Did you think you had to go out and buy the league in order to improve on something when, you know, it really wasn't that broken in Philadelphia?
Listen, they're playing their best ball right now.
Yeah, well, come on now.
Let me finish. They're playing their best ball right now, and it's just taken them that much longer to get these guys they brought in to figure out the system. Now, let me just say this. They got a wide receiver that's a pain in the rear end. All know who he is.
Which one? I mean, they got a bunch of pain in the
rear end. Well, Macklin's not a big pain in the end. Macklin's been hurt. You know, LeSean has been LeSean, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's terrible. You know, I mean, and he plays when he wants to play.
Deshaun Butler. I almost call him Deshaun Butler. Can you tell him a West Virginia guy?
Deshaun
Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's 168 pounds soaking wet, and he plays when he wants to play. In my opinion, you know, they never did get him a new contract, right? And he stayed out of camp, remember?
They also picked up Steve Smith from the New York Giants,
who got injured right away.
How genius did the Giants look for letting that guy walk and letting Victor Cruz, the local guy, step in?
We're going to talk about Victor Cruz later. You know, the free agent guy that the Giants signed from the University of Massachusetts and also from Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Right across the river.
Local guy.
But listen, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave this game alone and I'm going to tell you why. I have no clue what the Redskins are going to do. You know, you and I both listen to Redskins talk radio and you listen to Baltimore talk radio.
I do. I listen to a lot of Ravens talk.
And what is the biggest problem this week? They were talking about getting John Beck, you know, the backup quarterback now with the Redskins, some snaps this week.
I just don't understand that at all.
I can't believe they do that. They got to start Rex. Leave him in there.
I mean, I said it before, there are 33 quarterbacks in the league better than Rex Grossman that I would rather have starting, and one of them
only 16.
One of them is not John Beck.
There's about 16. 32 it's a nice thing to say.
33.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, Rex.
I would take two backups.
Well,
over.
I've heard that Rex speaks really highly of you, though.
Oh, well, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he loves me, probably.
Hey,
follows me on Twitter.
Hey, let me ask you a question here. You know, who do you like in this game?
I like Washington.
You see, I don't like either team.
I think this is why I like Washington. All of those problems you were just talking about,
right,
with the Eagles and their heads and how great that they think they are from the second they signed everybody to this team, it was, we're the dream team, we're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and now they're out. Yeah, they've been playing good as of late when they figured out that they still had a shot.
Right.
That shot is gone now.
Right.
It doesn't matter what they do. They could blow the Redskins out 41-0, or they could lose 41-0, and they get to go home and sit on the same couch. So why would players with this huge ego go out and actually care this Sunday when the Washington Redskins haven't had anything to play for since week 4?
Well, you know what? You could have said the same thing last week, though. They came out and whacked. Was it Dallas 20-7 last week, right?
Yeah, but they had something to play for.
No, they didn't. It was already over. They were out of it when they played.
Well, that day, it ended that day.
Yeah, but
do you really think that when they're sitting in the locker room, they're watching TV?
Yes.
I mean, come on now.
Yes, they knew that they knew they were out of it. They went out and won anyway.
I don't think they knew. I mean, I think
let me just say this. If you take the Washington Redskins today, you ought to have your head examined. Let's go to the next game.
Next up is the San Francisco 49ers, -10.5 over the St. Louis Rams. 35.5 is the over-under.
Kellen Clemens going to play, or is it going to be Sam Bradford? It's a game-time decision, right?
Brad,
I'm looking on Twitter right now. I can't figure it out.
Bradford shows up in the injury report. AJ Feely shows up in the injury report, and which would that would make your boy the next in line for that. So, look, nobody knows what's going on with the Rams. Not even the Rams know what's going on with the Rams. They have a great running back, and other than that, they have absolutely nothing.
Howie Long's son's still banged up, isn't he? Is he back yet?
No.
I'm sitting here looking. Charlie Casserly is saying the key to Green Bay's offense is pass protection versus Detroit front four. No kidding. What do you think? They got like three or four offensive linemen back. That's for later. Boy, I tell you what, man, it's the last week, but there's a lot of stuff going on. The thing I like about the San Francisco 49ers today, and yes, I am playing them, and I'm playing them for 4 stars. And the reason I'm playing them is they're minus 10, minus 10 and a half, depending on where you are. And this team is not going to give up the number 2 seed in the NFC. They're going to go out and kick the crap out of these guys. It's indoors. It's 72 degrees.
Well, the Rams are terrible.
They're ready to play. And but let me tell
And the San Francisco 49ers are not terrible.
No, but the San Francisco 49ers also travel very well.
Yes.
And St. Louis is a 2.5-hour flight. They probably came in on Friday night. Well, and they've been there all day. They were there all day yesterday, and they're getting ready to play, and they're going to do their business and leave.
Even St. Louis wants San Francisco to win this game because they want the number 1 overall pick, which they could still technically have if Indianapolis wins today.
Indianapolis is going to win today.
Maybe.
No. Not maybe. They're going
to
win.
Well, they're flying down to the very brutal Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, they're brutal, all right. They're so brutal, it took us 15 minutes to figure out who their head coach was and where he came from.
Who's this guy?
I like the guy. He's been a defensive. He's a great defensive back coach. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's a lot more to being a head coach in the NFL than there is to coaching defensive backs. But they seem to be playing for him.
The thing with Mel Tucker, and I guess we'll get into it a little bit later, is that he's been in Jacksonville for a while. So those guys know him. I assume they like him.
Right.
And they are showing up for me, right?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you see what Utah did yesterday? That made me angry. Utah ended up winning.
Well, why are you betting on the ACC?
You know what?
They were
only up by 14 points with like 7 minutes
it's
left.
It's the ACC.
Because he had luck. Because I think that their head coach is an NFL head coach if he wants to be. That guy is a great football coach. Paul Johnson. The guy was at Navy when Navy was unbelievable. You know, he goes to Georgia Tech and immediately they have the, you know, number one offense in the country.
The rushing
year.
Offense. They put in the triple
right,
option.
It is the ACC.
The ACC is poo-poo.
Yeah, but you know what? It's cyclical, Roy. It's cyclical.
Poo-poo, it's I believe always, is what you meant.
You know, that's not a nice thing to say.
About the ACC? I could say much worse things about the ACC.
Well, I mean, first of all, you can say what you want about North Carolina.
Terrible.
And NC State has looked pretty good.
Terrible. NC State.
All right. Where did you go to school,
I went to West.
Man?
I went to West Virginia University.
Y'all suck, too.
We're about to beat up on the ACC champion.
You're about to lose by 1 point again to another team that's not as good as your team because your coach stinks.
Dana Holgorsen?
He's a good drunk. The guy's a great drunk.
He's a great drunk.
He's the best drunk I've ever seen.
But this is his first year. He wasn't even supposed to be the head coach this year.
Because he was like in a 12-step program.
Well, no, he was supposed to be the interim head coach, and then Bill. That's a whole other issue.
See, don't start attacking
that's a whole
teams
issue.
I know about, and you went to West Virginia.
I went to West Virginia.
I'm not going to tell everybody how great East Carolina is because we give up 80 points a game. We
ECU
have no defense.
Poo-poo. You cannot talk.
Yeah,
about
except it. our quarterback set an NCAA record with consecutive passes completed this year.
Well, you
there'll always be a pirate in the NCAA book. He completed like 29 passes in a row.
Oh, man. Against who? Wofford?
No, like Marshall or somebody.
Yeah, come on, man.
Might have been UTEP.
I could throw against.
You know what? I think it was UTEP.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy.
Do you see how much we care about this San Francisco game? We've hit the ACC.
How would you like to be a St. Louis season ticket holder and have 50-yard line seats to go to this game? Why would you even go?
It's a sanctuary of sadness.
What is Kellen Clemens going to start? You know what? Let's flip a coin. I think Clemens is going to start. Why would you put Sam Bradford in there to get crushed
by a
San Francisco defense? Hey, San Francisco's defense is brutal. Look at me. Would you want to play against their defense in the last game?
Would you want to play for St. Louis?
I wouldn't want to get picked up and thrown on AstroTurf by any member of their team, including Carlos Rogers, who I thought was one of the best corners in the league when the Redskins let him go.
I wanted him out.
Well, you're an idiot.
No.
He's an Auburn corner. They actually hit. That's a Southeast Conference team.
You know how...
You got a problem with SEC teams now?
No.
Oh, thank God for that.
No.
You know, Mr. Big East. Who are you
talking about? Hey,
UConn in the Big East?
Hey, we're Big 12 now, baby.
Oh, jeez.
Big 12. What do you got to say about Big 12, Mr. ECU?
You know, you can't even get to Morgantown because it's so high up on a hill and you can't get there. And if you go at
it's
night,
beautiful.
There's so much fog you can't even see the road.
It looks great in the fall.
Hey, listen, let's go to the next game. I'm taking San Francisco for 4 stars today because I think they're going to come out and just punch it out with St. Louis.
Next up, we got the Carolina Panthers +8 over the New Orleans Saints. 54.5 is the
over
here.
You know what? I'm pretty sure it's New Orleans.
New Orleans.
No, nobody calls it New Orleans.
I call it New Orleans. No, Nolens. Is that better?
You know, I think. What's his name? The singer Bob. What's his name?
The singer.
What's his name? Bob Dylan. I think he even called it New Orleans.
The singer. You know that guy?
He wasn't from it. The guy that's still alive and like wrote 500 songs. Anyway, listen, San Francisco. By the way, didn't we like the under in that game, San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Did you have it?
I have the under. Yeah.
All right, Roy's got the under in that game. I think I passed on it.
I don't think St. Louis is going to score.
How are they going to score?
I don't.
Who are they going to throw to? What's the wide receiver that they got? That
Brandon
used to be
Lloyd.
In Denver. Yeah, used to be in Washington. He made like $8 million a year in Washington. He caught 10 passes in 2 years.
What's Vinny? I mean, Vinny Serrato is genius.
Oh, he is amazing.
If you guys don't know,
well, they should make him.
They should
fire Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
and hire Vinny Serrato.
Oh my gosh.
Just ask Vinny.
Oh yeah.
Just ask Vinny. You can hear him on what's the show in Baltimore? It's some show in Baltimore.
Yeah,
you can hear Vinny Serrato.
He's on there, big sports.
By the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall. That's Roy Edwards, my buddy over there. Roy's with SportsManCave.com. You can go to my blog on BruceHallSports.com. Excuse my voice. I'm a high school wrestling coach. We won our first championship in 5 years 2 days ago in a 1 day tournament. But I got my voice back.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is what everybody's used to hearing me talk like anyway. Let's go to the next game.
Oh, we're skipping the Carolina game?
No, we're going to go to the next. Oh,
we're
did
here.
You
we're
already
on,
introduce
we're
me?
We're on the Carolina game, Bruce.
Well, you know what this is. Roy, you know what this is? This is the Cam Newton show in the Big Easy.
This is
the Cam Newton show. He's already crushed. He already crushed Peyton Manning's rookie record last week. He's going to throw for 350, 400 yards. He's probably going to rush for another 100 yards. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say he's going to rush for 2 touchdowns, and I'm going to say he's going to throw for 3. And I'm gonna predict that the final score of this game, because Drew Brees will be out of there after the first or second series of this game, because they have no chance. They're going to be watching the scoreboard in the San Francisco game.
Yeah.
And if San Francisco jumps up 10-0, 17-0, why would you leave your starters in New Orleans when you're going to be playing next week anyway? They're not going to let those guys stay out there. But I'm going to tell you right now, Carolina Panthers, they got it going on right now. And I really, really like what they've done down there. I think that Cam Newton definitely – I mean, you were having a big – tell everybody about your argument with your friend.
Yeah, well, it's me and my buddy Darren White, who's also a sports man cave. And he, you know, he loves Cam Newton, basically, to keep it radio-friendly. He loves Cam Newton. And I'm a big Tim Tebow fan.
So am I.
And I would love Tim Tebow. Now, Cam Newton – and Tim Tebow, to me, are the future of the NFL. That's the
I agree.
The new
I totally agree.
The new quarterback is
they're both Hall of Famers.
The new quarterback is
they
who,
are.
Who's the most athletic guy on my team? Can you throw? You're my quarterback. Now, if you're not a pocket passer, if you can't sling the ball, you better be the most athletic guy in the field.
You got to have a good offensive line like Tom Brady if you're going to do that.
That's the new quarterback.
Right.
No longer are we going to see the Joe Flaccos, the Alex Smith, the person who can just manage the clock.
Now, see, there you go. Alex Smith is a little better than you think he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. You just don't know. You don't watch him enough.
I watch a lot of Alex Smith.
Alex Smith probably runs a 4.7 40, and I've seen him run for first downs all year long. Look, you don't have a team like San Francisco without a quarterback that can scramble. He doesn't get
Alex
sacked.
Smith is the he's this is the same Alex Smith who's been there for 7 years.
Hey, you know what? If he went to West Virginia, he'd be like your hero.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, come on now, man. Alex Smith is terrible.
You know what? I hope that they win the Super Bowl and he's the MVP. I really do.
He wouldn't be the MVP.
Hey, can we talk about Carolina and New Orleans first? What do you like about New Orleans right now? Besides Drew Brees, well, besides their offense.
Yeah, Drew Brees.
What do you think about their defense, though?
Their defense is shaky. It's very shaky. It is built on a bend, don't break,
speed,
turn the ball
like
over.
Like the Packers. Like,
it's very similar
to
the Packers.
But they don't turn it over and like the Packers.
Exactly. They haven't been turning the ball over. So when you play a Carolina offense who's extremely explosive and you're playing a bend, don't break defense, then you're going to give up some points.
Well, what did we talk about when we talked about Tebow? Remember how Denver used Tebow when he first came up? Last year,
mm-hmm.
they would have somebody else in a quarterback, Orton,
yeah,
or whoever.
And they bring him in.
They go down
zone.
30. They bring him in when they get to the 30.
Yeah.
You know what? With Cam Newton, you get that guy. You get two,
you get
those two guys,
yeah,
in one play. Cam Newton ran 49 yards for a touchdown last weekend. He looked like one of the best running backs in the league. Nobody got a hand on
him. He's a big man.
Until he got to about the 6, then he dragged two guys into the end zone for a touchdown.
And I have to apologize to Cam Newton. I wrote a blog on him right around draft time last year, right before he was getting picked.
I'm sure he was worried
talking
about
it. Oh, he was furious. Talking about how I didn't think that he was going to pan out. Not because he wasn't athletic, not because he couldn't sling the rock, but because I didn't think he had the NFL IQ. He came from an Auburn team where he didn't have to call plays.
You racist.
No. He didn't have to call the plays.
I'm just kidding.
He didn't have to call the plays.
No, you're right.
They looked at the sideline. They held up a flash card. It said 14. Everyone looked at their wristband, lined up 14.
Yeah, but that's the way college football is.
Some places, yes, that's how college football is.
Watch David Cutcliffe
watch
and Duke.
Duke. Why would I watch Duke?
You know, because you might want to learn something about offense.
Duke! Duke University. Are we watching basketball?
David Cutcliffe is one of the best offensive minds in football. Period. But Duke. If you watch their look, they've led. They were in the top 10 in offense last year. They just have no defense. That's the problem with Duke. They had a quarterback that was number one in the country throwing the football 2 years ago. That actually got drafted in the 7th round and is still with the Miami Dolphins. I'm pretty sure is like a number 2 or number 3 guy. Here's the what I'm saying is what they do is they walk up to the line of scrimmage now right away. In other words, they haven't even called the play. You know, they know what it's supposed to be. They walk up, they get set, and then they all relax and look at the sideline. That's when they get the play.
Well, I mean, West Virginia,
they do that,
and Rich Rodriguez, he brought
Jesus.
That around the
yeah,
league.
He's wonderful.
I mean, he brought that around the league, too, that warp speed offense, that no huddle.
He's still not
you know.
Is he still at Michigan?
He's in Arizona.
Oh, gee, what a surprise.
But, I mean,
he's been at, what, three schools in 3 years?
I'm just baffled that you brought up Duke football.
But because I watch a lot of football. And
well, I watch a lot of football, too, enough
right,
to know that Duke
right,
is terrible.
Roy, who do you think David Cutcliffe coached in college? He coached Peyton Manning for 4 years at Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
He coached Eli for 5. Okay, he's a pretty good quarterback.
He knows
coach.
The quarterback.
No, he knows offense. He was the first guy. Philip Fulmer wanted him. He was Phil Fulmer's offensive coordinator at Tennessee for like 9 or 10 years. He took the Ole Miss job, stayed there for 6 years, actually got replaced there, ended up going to Duke and getting the job at Duke.
How'd that work out for Ole Miss?
You know what? Ole Miss is terrible.
They
should have never let David Cutcliffe go, and it worked out good for him because his health wasn't all that good. I'm Bruce Hall.
Roy G.
And you know what? We're talking football here, and I got to tell you, the NFL is going to be full of good games today, and the NFL is going to be full of some games that you're going to want to just keep, turn the channel when you get to them. We're talking about New Orleans right now. You know what? Well, we are. We're bouncing around.
We're on that game.
Let me tell you who I'm on. I'm on Carolina for 5 stars.
I'm on Nolans.
Look, over breakfast, what did I say I almost was going to do here? Well, actually, it isn't this game. It's the Detroit game.
Yeah.
There were two games today that I liked so much that I was going to make them my NFL games of the year.
Yeah.
This was one I was considering. Let's go to the next game.
Next up is that game of the year that you were talking about, the Detroit Lions -3.5 over the Green Bay Packers. Over under here is 45.
Now, the key here is, what did we talk about for a half an hour today? We talked about a quarterback who's going to start for the Packers.
Yeah.
We're sure Aaron Rodgers is going to have a baseball hat on today, right?
Rodgers might play a series or three.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even take a chance because, you know, your boy Ndamukong Suh is out there.
Ndamukong.
I don't know why he says Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh.
No, it's Ndamukong Suh. Anyway, Detroit is 3.5 point
A-town
favorite.
Stomp, as
they're a 3.5 point favorite over Green Bay. The total's 45.5. I like the total. Now it's going to be snowing. We think it's in the 20s.
60% chance of showers. It's going to be really cold. 28 degrees. So now, gusty winds.
Now listen, Flynn, their backup, Matt Flynn.
Uh-huh.
Got a ring from LSU in 2008, national champs.
Yep.
This guy's a winner. He got drafted in what round, Roy? Seventh or something?
Fifth round.
He's a late-round draft choice, but the guy's a winner, no question. Now, he started one game earlier this season, I want to say, and he ended up – no, it wasn't this year. It was last year. It was the end of last year when he started the game last year because they sat – they sat
Rodgers
out. And I got to tell you, he almost pulled out the win in that game. He actually threw a fourth down pick right at the end of the game, and they were getting ready to go in and win the game.
He's no slouch.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's a good quarterback. He's a veteran. He spent 5 years in college. He played behind Russell. He played on a national championship team. He was MVP of the national championship the year that he won it. I mean, this guy is not just some...
And he's Irish. Which is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing when you're a quarterback.
Well, it could be a good thing. You never know, playing on New Year's, how hard this Irishman went out last night.
You know what? Now, listen, Detroit, they're up in Lambeau, buddy.
That doesn't mean anything.
They turned the town off at 8 p.m. The day before a game.
To an Irishman, there's no off button.
I don't think there's an Irish bar, though, up there.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
It's called a mini bar.
You know the Lions. Packer game earlier this year, 27-15 final. It was a hell of a game. They were the Detroit defense, you know, did a pretty good job. Now, you got to understand something about Jim Schwartz. He's a defensive guy. And, you know, if he's going to be in the same division as the Green Bay Packers, he's going to have to figure out how to stop them, right? He did a pretty good job, only Detroit normally scores more than 15 points. And you got to admit, Green Bay usually gives up more than 15 points, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this could end up being – now, Detroit is favored for a reason. There's – you know, let's start talking about Green Bay Packers who are not going to play today. I would say
– Greg Jennings.
I would say they're two of their starting linebackers, including the kid with the long blonde
Hawk.
Hair.
Yeah.
Not AJ, the other kid.
Clay Matthews.
They're both – Hawk's going to play, but Matthews and the other linebacker will not play. They're not going to start. I would say that Woodson's definitely not playing.
Well, Jennings is out. Woodson showed up on the injury list, so that leads me to believe he's not going to play.
Starks is out. Ryan Grant's 80% maybe.
Well, Ryan Grant is in beast mode, and you can't think or you can't forget about John Kuhn, who
Kuhn's going to probably get 10-15 carries today.
And he's a bruiser.
Yeah, he is.
And we're talking about
who does he remind you of? Peyton Hillis,
I would have gone more with a Mike Allstott.
Yeah, God, Allstott, what a monster that guy was.
Yeah, he was a beast.
What is he doing now? Have you ever even heard from him lately?
No,
I haven't.
Mm-mm.
You know, he was in Tampa. I was lucky enough because a buddy of mine used to coach in Tampa, and I went to two or three games there and had a sideline pass. That guy is the biggest dude I've ever seen, and I think he's my height.
Yeah, he was short and
he's like 6 feet tall, 255, 260. I'm not anymore. I'm
not
shrinking.
Anymore.
I'm 5'11 and a half last time I checked. I used to be 6 foot.
I'm 6 foot in Timberlands.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Timberlands. I'm probably 6'3".
I wear boots.
I'm Bruce Hall.
Roy G.
Hey, and we're talking football
here.
We're at 1230 WFAS up here in Westchester, New York. And they've taken great care of us for the last 24 hours. Like to thank everybody for that. And definitely want to thank the guys at Augie's. Family style Italian restaurant last night for taking care of us with the food. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what? I don't even need to eat today. Do you need to eat today?
I'm not
stopping on the side of the damn road.
We are not.
Oh, my God. I said damn.
We are not stopping at that.
Promise my mother I wouldn't use that word.
We're not stopping on the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, we're not.
Fill up gas now.
But so you know what? I am going to stop and let a guy fill up my tank because that is so cool. That is
that
so.
Cool?
That's old school.
I feel weird.
Your father, Greg. Uh-huh. Had a job at a gas station.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. At Texaco right around the corner. And back in the 60s and 70s, it was all full service. There was no self-service.
You're telling me my dad was a gas pumper?
Pretty sure.
Is that what you're trying to tell
him
me?
Him and Fred Hines, I think, at the Texaco right off Sleepy Hollow Road and Route 50 over there by Frozen Dairy
See,
Bar.
I don't think so. Well, I don't believe that.
Well, here's the deal. You weren't around, so I don't know
true.
If you know or not.
That's true.
Hey, your dad was pretty good around a car.
He is. Well, he tells me stories.
He was real good at driving them like three figures.
Which is funny because...
Hey, I'm going to tell you a funny story real quick.
I don't know how to change oil.
We were driving. We used to work at a horse farm that a buddy of ours, father owned.
Yeah, that's
lovely. And we used to drive... 66 didn't used to go past Gainesville. So we're driving out to go to work one day, and your dad gets behind... When I'm not even going to tell the story. I'm Bruce Hall.
What was that?
I can't do it. I started thinking about it.
Because there
was an injured animal involved, and I didn't want to get any calls. Hey, listen, I'm taking Detroit for 5 stars, and I'll tell you why. Why wouldn't I?
Green Bay
is playing their second team.
They are.
Green Bay doesn't care. Once they lost the game, 14-2 sounds like 15-1 anyway. It won't make any difference. It's going to be snowing, raining, and Detroit hasn't won since 1991 in Lambeau Field. My daughter was born in 1993, and she's in college. And Detroit hasn't won a game in Green Bay since before she was born. So I'm taking the game just because of my daughter. I am. We haven't finished with the guys that aren't playing. I'll tell you one guy that is playing. Chad Clifton is starting. He's been out all season, and they want to see him. They want to see him go a couple series to see if he just gets into the timing and the feel of the blocking.
I'm not sold on the Lions. I know that you're all about them, and it makes
sense.
How
can you be sold on Green Bay's defense anyway?
That's true. I mean, their defense is shaky.
Yeah, but now it's not even their starting defense.
Yeah, well,
they're bad.
The starters are going to play. Maybe not the big names are not going to play, but they're still going to be starters on the field.
I got 3 words for you: Kansas City Chiefs.
What does that mean? What does that mean to me?
Kansas City made their offense look horrible.
Yeah, well, that's the Kansas City Chiefs, man.
Romeo Crennel's
defense. We're not playing the Kansas City Chiefs today. We're playing the Detroit Lions, whose defense is shaky as well.
I hope it snows like crazy up there.
That's what the game comes down to me, is that it's snowing.
I'm taking the over. It's 45.5. Yeah, I think Detroit's going to score 38, and I think Green Bay's going to score 28. Don't you?
Yeah, but in the snow, when I look at it, I say, okay, in the snow, these are two gunslinger teams with shaky defenses.
Yeah.
So then I look at the running back position automatically.
Yeah.
So then it's Kevin Smith in Detroit who...
Yeah, and Kuhn for Green Bay.
And Ryan Grant.
I don't think Ryan Grant's going to get many touches.
I think
He's
Ryan
been
Grant.
Hurt all
I think
year.
Ryan, I think Ryan Grant plays, and I think Kuhn...
I hope he hurts
Look,
himself.
I would take Kuhn over Kevin Smith. We've already talked about how he's a bruiser.
If I am resting,
and this is the snow.
If I'm resting players, I'm not putting Ryan Grant in there. Ryan Grant's too valuable.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Oh, if Starks goes down, how valuable is Ryan Grant?
Well, yeah.
Ryan Grant. See,
well, that's why I think that
Ryan
has a lot
Grant
to do with why Starks
year,
isn't playing.
Roy, last year he signed an extension. It was the biggest extension a running back's ever gotten there. Ryan Grant did last year. And then what happens
to
him?
He's supposed to be their number one.
Yeah, but what happens to him? He gets hurt.
Yeah.
Then Starks comes in, he's making the minimum, and he looks like Gale Sayers in the playoffs.
Yeah, he looked
good. Green Bay, Raleigh McKenzie's brother, Raleigh McKenzie, by the way, should be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the Hogs from the Redskins years back. He's one of my best friends. His twin brother, Reggie, they both went to the University of Tennessee, played for actually, Philip Fulmer was offensive coordinator at Tennessee then, but they were down there when I was living there for the summer at the Knoxville World's Fair. And I got to tell you something. Both of those guys, his brother, Reggie, has been director of pro personnel for about 12 years with the Green Bay Packers. Who has better personnel than the Packers?
Nobody.
I mean, this guy has interviewed for – Reggie has interviewed for – probably 5 jobs for general manager jobs in the last 3 or 4 years. Pretty soon you'll hear that name, Reggie McKenzie. He'll get signed by somebody. I just wish it was the Redskins, but we can't do that because goofball Shanahan.
Yeah, well,
and, you know, we didn't talk about that. We didn't
talk about it.
I don't either. It makes me sick. And hey, let's go to the next game. I'm taking Detroit for 5 stars here.
Next up is the Tennessee Titans -3 at the Houston Texans. The over-under here is 40.
Is that right? 40. You know, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. This is a late play for me. I didn't even play this in the National Handicappers Bowl. By the way, if you go to nhbowl.com, and check on NFL games, NFL over-unders, you'll see that I'm in the top five in both categories. I'm actually second place by like 100 units, which is 1 point in straight plays. And I'm up to about 53.7% on my totals. I was like at 35-40 the first five, six of the, weeks of the season. But you know what, Roy? You talked me into Houston today. We sat and talked about it. And you know what I liked? I liked the fact that their defensive coordinator is coming back.
Wade Phillips.
From two operations and a week in a hospital. And how could they not play hard for him?
He's going to be on, he's going to be back on the sidelines, which means a lot to this team.
Remember when we talked about Buddy Ryan?
Yeah.
Getting carried off. It was the only time in the history of the NFL that a coordinator was carried off the field
with
a coach.
Yep.
I would say, and that says a lot about the NFL. And it's not just the NFL. It's also college football at a very high level. You never see some of the offensive guys if you're a defensive player. And if you're an offensive player, you never see some of the defensive guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, half that team has been lost without Wade Phillips there. Wade Phillips
made
all...
Well, he came in and turned that defense around completely.
He did. Well, then that's the reason. I mean, you know, they went from last to first. Now they're like second or third, I think, in the league, maybe fourth. But you got to love what the Houston Texans have done for Gary Kubiak and that, and that coaching staff this year. They got T.J. Yates, who was the first quarterback to ever start a game in the NFL from the University of North Carolina, another ACC school. You know, which means nothing.
Zero.
Nick Vinovic, good friend of your dad's who passed away not too long ago, probably could have played in the NFL. He went to Carolina and graduated in 73. He was a great quarterback, all ACC quarterback, 5'10", 185 pounds, and the guy was phenomenal.
Yeah, I met him a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he unfortunately lived with cancer for like 10, 12 years. But I don't like Tennessee here.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't – you know who else I don't like? I don't like my East Carolina Pirates.
I don't like your Pirates either.
What's no my the Pirate? I love the Pirates.
No, I don't like your Pirates.
I don't care. Well, I don't like. You know what? I used to like West Virginia, but now I don't like them anymore. Hey, you want to declare? You want to declare war against me?
It's
the
on.
The Mountaineers can go to hell in a handbasket for all I care. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G. We're having fun here.
You're talking about Chris Johnson. That's the Pirate that you're talking about.
CJ, God. Well, you know what? He comes out. He doesn't go to camp.
Nope.
He does, and they got the lockout anyway, right? Mm-hmm. But then he holds out for the big contract. He signs an enormous contract, right?
Yep.
So now he's ready to play, right?
Something like that.
Okay. Now what happens? He rushes. He averages what 2.7
yards.
He looked
really bad starting out. Like, very, not even starting
how
out.
Many
pretty
games,
much the entire.
How many
season.
Games would you say?
About 12. 12 games.
No,
bad.
It wasn't that many.
No, I think he looked bad for 12 games.
I'd say 8, 9. But then all of a sudden, I think he had 100-yard games in a row.
He's played okay last.
He had one game where he had 300 yards total offense, and then all of a sudden, he looks like the old guy.
Well,
last week. Now, who did they go up against? They went up against somebody who just shut him down, 27 yards on 15 carries, I want to say. You know, not good. Tennessee's 8-7. Now, Mike Munchak is a if you talk to the beat writers from Tennessee, they'll tell you they can't figure the Titans out because they thought Munchak would come in and they would just pound the ball. But they have Hasselbeck. And even though they lost Kenny Britt at the beginning, right, first game of the season, they lost Kenny Britt.
Yeah.
Who is their by far their best receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He was a number one.
Washington's he's done a good job stepping in, though. He's at 70 receptions, 931 yards this year.
He's having...
Which is decent.
He's having his career year.
That is. And that Chris Johnson, I mean, we've given him a really hard time.
As we should.
But he could potentially go over 1,000 yards for the season today. He's at 986.
Is it? Well, he's going to go over.
So he can go. He could go over.
Somebody's at 999. Who's that?
That is Sean Green.
Yeah, and you know, and I think Rex Ryan guaranteed he was going to go over 1,000 yards.
He came out and he guaranteed that he would break 1,000.
You know what I would do with the first play?
Which is a stretch.
I'd play action, fake it to him, and throw the bomb. I'm Bruce Hall.
I would not give the ball to him all game.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here on 1230 AM WFAS. I'm talking to Roy Edwards, who's my best friend on Sunday. No question about that.
Thanks, Bruce.
We hung out all day yesterday. Had a lot of fun yesterday. Now we're in here for a 2-hour show and we're ready to roll. You know what? I'm going to leave this game alone. It's just too ugly to talk about.
I've left it alone. I mean, as you know, if you go to Sports Man
Cave, I've changed my mind. I like Houston. I'm going to play Houston, but I've already made my plays in the NH Bowl.
I pick every game on SportsManCave.com. So if you go to the site, you see that I have Houston, but it's not one of my top five plays. But I do like them to win.
Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Indianapolis Colts plus +3 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Over under here is 37.5.
I'll tell you what, we can tell you everything you want to know about Mel Tucker.
That's right.
Mel Tucker.
We spent about 15 minutes looking up who Tucker is.
Anytime somebody asks me a question about the NFL and I don't have the answer, I spend 15, 20 minutes researching it. Then I become an expert. You know, he's coached with Nick Saban. Jim Trestle. He's been a Cleveland defensive backfield coach.
Uh-huh.
He was a defensive coordinator at Ohio State with Trestle.
Yep, and he coached behind Romeo in Cleveland. So he knows his defense.
Yeah, he does. But he's a defensive back guy.
That's where he originated with. Yep.
And you know what? You know where they're hurting right now worse than anywhere? Defensive backs. All their D backs, all of them, their starters have been out at least one time this season. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have both of these teams rated as what I call suck teams. They have a big S, and it doesn't stand for Superman around it. And guess who's doing the game today? Spiro Dedis and Steve Berline.
The worst.
They got to be the worst because they're getting the worst game.
They get all the best games.
Now here's the thing that everybody's thinking about it that's an Indianapolis fan. You're going to see some guys maybe in an Indianapolis uniform for the last time. You're going to see Reggie Wayne, in my opinion. They're not going to re-sign him. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to get a lot of money somewhere. I would love for the Redskins to throw some money his way because we haven't had a number one in how many years? We haven't had a number one. You know what? We didn't have a number one when we had a number one.
I don't know.
We have not had a number one since 1990, since Art Monk.
I don't remember since the Redskins
Art
being
Monk.
Good. So you're
Art Monk. Art Monk.
I know Art Monk. Yes,
he was the last number one receiver.
Art Monk and Clark.
It wasn't Michael Westbrook.
Well,
the guy that sucker punched Steven Davis
when
he was sitting on the ground.
Michael Westbrook did lead the league. When Norv Turner's first year as a Redskins, he led the league.
He was our number one, but you know what? He couldn't catch a pass with his feet on the ground. He had to jump up in the air for every pass he ever caught. And then he pretty much got blackballed from the league.
Yeah, I mean, he was terrible. But
he punched one of his. One of his teammates out while he was sitting on the ground.
Well, he was a great guy, but Pierre Garçon's also a free agent this year.
I like, you know, Garçon's younger too. Reggie Wayne's got to be what, 30? 31?
I don't know.
And I think Garçon's probably 26, 27. Pierre, now he's a free agent too, but he didn't sign as long of a contract.
He signed a 4-year deal. It was like $1.5 million, a pretty small deal. I mean, but he wasn't really, when he signed that deal, he wasn't the Pierre Garçon that we know now.
You know what? When you got a guy named Peyton Manning throwing you the football, he makes a lot of guys look good.
Yeah.
Hey, Austin Collie, pretty good till he started getting a concussion every 15 minutes. And, you know, I don't know if Austin Collie's ever going to be the same. Do you? How many passes he caught this year? 30? 25?
Not many.
No.
But the whole Indianapolis offense has just looked terrible.
Yeah. And you know what? They're going to get better, though. They can't get worse.
Well, they can't get
any
worse.
Now, listen.
He's 33. Reggie Wayne's 33.
Hey, look, I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy Edwards. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. If you follow us and you've heard us before, you heard me say 2 weeks ago that the Indianapolis Colts, and it was on my blog, were going to win 3 games in a row. So I'd look stupid not to take them. It would be typical me at 56.7% or 57% to not take them and they win by 14. So I'm taking the Colts for 3 stars today. I don't like the Jaguars. I really don't like. I'm so glad the Redskins didn't draft Blaine Gabbert. Aren't you?
Well, he's terrible.
He's you know what
he's
he is?
He's looked awful.
Do you know what he is? He makes Tom Brady look like an MMA fighter. He makes Tom Brady look physical. This guy is
a surfer haircut. You don't like
that?
No,
no, no. It's not the haircut. It's the way he plays. He's soft.
He's pretty
soft. And he's scared to death of contact. And you know what? Nobody wants
to. Well, I'd be scared to death of contact playing in Jacksonville behind that crap line.
Well, they're not good, but they're not that bad.
I mean, he gets hit every play.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Who's their running back?
Maurice Jones-Drew.
Is he any good?
A little bit.
How many yards does he have?
A lot.
1,300, 1,400 and change.
A million.
Let me just say this. They're doing a pretty good job opening holes for him, aren't they?
No, he's looked good this year. Yeah, he'll always look good.
So before we start talking too bad about their line, I got a feeling he's going to end up buying his guys cars.
Yeah, but Maurice Jones-Drew doesn't need the biggest hole in the world. Him and Ray Rice, I think, are the
you're right.
Top two backs in the
plus
league.
Plus, they're 5'7".
Ray, exactly. That's what I mean.
You cannot see them.
Ray Rice and Maurice Jones-Drew, in my opinion, are the two best backs in the league.
They're the two best in the AFC for sure.
I think the best in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree
with that. I think the best running backs live in the AFC.
Do you know what I think? I think the way the NFL is leaning towards moving the ball in the air, the way they are doing it,
yeah,
with all the penalties and the hits to the quarterbacks and the, you know, the hits to the wide receivers and the flags flying everywhere, I think you're gonna start seeing less and less great running backs, because running backs now basically we throw first, we run second.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
No, I agree, which is why I like Maurice Jones-Drew and Ray Rice so much, because they can catch the football.
You get Cam Cameron in there and he screws everything up.
Yeah, he does. But even when Ray Rice is only getting those 8-9 carries a game, he was still getting 20 touches because he was catching the ball.
You know, Roy, what a great player he is.
He's amazing.
Forget about a running back.
He's a football player.
You ever see him chip off the corner?
They're both
football
players.
He knocks people on their butt that are 40 pounds heavier than him. I saw him take somebody's knee out from Pittsburgh in the first game of the season this year. And, I mean, the guy landed right on his head. And he just stood there and looked at him.
Now, who would you take?
Like, what are you going to do?
Who would you take? You can have one. MJD, Ray Rice, or Mr. AP all day.
I take Ray Rice, because that's me.
I like it. I like.
You know why? I like left-handed guys. He's a left-handed guy.
I like Ray Rice.
And you know what? MJD, Ray Rice is good out of the backfield catching a football too.
I mean, you can't go wrong with either. If you take any of those three guys, you can't go wrong. You're gonna have a good running game. You're gonna have a good.
You can't. Hey, you need to go. You need to go to my website, brucehallsports.com, if you want to follow our blog and kind of play along with us as we go through these. I'm gonna take Indianapolis, like I said.
Yeah, I got Indy too.
I'm taking Indy. I'm +3.5. God, I hope I can get 4 later. For 5 stars, I love them today. The Jaguars are done, in my opinion. Now let's quick. We got a couple of minutes here, real quick. Let's talk about Jim Caldwell. Is he coming back? You said no earlier. What are you hesitating for?
No,
I agree with you. I don't think he's coming back. When did he blow up?
Like I said earlier, I think he was out the door when he let the Jets back door into the playoffs. When he sat his players and gave up on the undefeated season, then I think that was the beginning of the snowball. That was the end of Caldwell.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I just don't think he's going to be back. The thing I do like, I wonder who's going to get the job, though. I mean, that's not a place for just anybody.
Right.
And if you think about it, except for Tony Dungy leaving there, they've stayed exactly the same for like 7-8 years.
That organization revolves entirely.
That's
a good word. Can I get that word out?
Entirely.
Yep. Around Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Now, with the first overall draft pick, they're going to have Andrew Luck, presumably.
Right.
Now, whoever steps into this position is going to be dealing with a lot. They're going to be dealing with Peyton Manning. Could we have another Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation here? Are we going to be upsetting the backup quarterback and the starting quarterback at the same time? Is this going to be another Montana Young situation? I mean, what are we going to see in Indianapolis? And then, what is your offense going to do when Peyton Manning is no longer
a
shot caller?
We'll be back in a...
And we're back, New York, here on AM 1230 WFAS. It's Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. This is Bruce.
And I'm the Second Opinion.
You know,
it's actually my first opinion, but my wife on my 50th birthday several years ago gave me a button that I wore all night, and it said everybody's entitled to my opinion.
To your opinion?
Yeah, to my opinion.
Your wife let you wear that?
Well, are you kidding me? My wife married me. She's the one that bought the button.
She knows what she's in for.
She sure did. You know what?
Does she wear like earplugs around the house or anything like that?
No, she just deaf ears me like my kids. No, you know what? I married a saint. Her name's Carol, and I don't know how I lucked out. She's the best woman in the world. Been married, let me see. We got married in 87, so this will be
25
years. It'll be the big one
mm-hmm.
next year. And, yeah, you know what? I'm purely blessed. Absolutely. Don't even like to leave home. God, there were times when I'd leave for 2 weeks, and she actually liked it when I left for 2 weeks.
Who wouldn't like it if you left, Bruce?
Hey, my dogs hate it when I leave because they don't get water, they don't get food, they don't get fed scraps from the table.
Poor Augie.
I got Augie, BJ, Skippy, and Smokey. And we have Bunny.
You have the we have Bunny. Like the most womany dog names I've... you know what my dog's names are?
Yeah, probably Fred.
Fred? No, it's Nike, Reebok, and Oakley. Do you think we're sports
That's
fans?
That's pretty stupid.
Do you think we're sports fans?
Now you got to be sports fans. I'm gonna try. I'm taking my phones off just to see what this feels like. Oh, I feel fresh.
You feel free? You can move around the room now?
I feel fresh. Well, you know, those are new phones because I left my phones at home. Go to BruceHallSports.com and check my blog. Go to SportsManCave.com.
Yes, sir.
And check Roy's everything.
Everything.
But we've got Twitter. You know, my handle's at Bruce Hall Sports. You need to follow me because if you're a handicapper and you play football and you have fantasy leagues, all of the beat writers all over the NFL are so good to me. We talk intimately, and I'm the retweet king.
He is the retweet king.
I'm the retweet king of the NFL. If an NFL insider sends me some information, all of my followers get it immediately because I retweet it first before I even answer it, and that's the way to do it. That's what Twitter is all about. Twitter is all about getting information immediately and doing something about it. Doesn't do me any good to read 200 tweets if I don't share my information with my followers. Does it, Roy?
No, probably not.
Probably
no.
Not.
I'm going to go with no
there.
So
you think we've got a chance.
So you think there's a chance.
We're going to save the Jets for last.
The Jets and the Giants.
And the Jets and the Giants, we're going to save. We're probably going to do 20, 25 minutes on both of them. Since we're in New York, we feel like we are obligated to tell you what's going to happen with your two teams, not only today, but in the playoffs. That's right. I said in the playoffs.
Yeah, which means we have a lot less time to spend on crap games like this next game.
Like this next game. And let me just, all we're going to do is say the name of the game.
Yeah, we'll give you the spread and the total, and then we'll go to the next.
Hey, we're not even going to give you the names. You can give us this. Plus one, and the over-under is 41.
Chicago, Minnesota. On to the next game. Here we go.
Now, let me tell you, the one thing I do want to say about if you're Mrs. Ponder, Christian's mom, or Mr. Ponder, you probably will watch the game
tonight. No.
If you're a Chicago Bear fan, you're probably still drunk from last night. Wouldn't you say? If you're in Chicago, you're probably still awake. Because I'm pretty sure Minnesota's a 1 o'clock game.
There's no reason to watch this game.
Hey, AP went down.
There's no AP.
Hey,
no
AP
Matt
went
Forte.
Down last week.
And no Cutler.
I saw the hit. It was a quick little low hit right on the knee.
You know, Ponder might not even be playing today.
Who are they going to start?
Webb went in and played last.
Yeah, but what? You know what? Webb. You know who Webb is? Webb is like Slash.
Well,
he's like the guy from the Steelers many years ago. He comes in.
Cordell Stewart.
He's a good quarterback, Joe Webb, but he's a better wide receiver.
He looked good against.
And he's
actually
a really good running
back.
Week.
He looked good last week.
You know what he is? He's probably a quarterback of the future. Like
maybe
we were talking.
Like
about.
Yeah, we were saying.
Well, you know what? If Christian Ponder doesn't work out, I'd take Christian Ponder in Washington
right now. I like Christian.
Wouldn't
Ponder.
Wouldn't you?
I do. I like.
He's athletic. He runs a 4.61 40 at the combine.
I said there was 33 quarterbacks in the league. I would take.
You
over.
Like Christian better than Rex?
I think you know. I might even
do you know
up
what
that
Rex
number
Grossman
to like
runs
35.
The 40 in?
6'3".
They time him with a calendar.
He's terrible.
That's a stupid joke. It's an old joke.
That was a pretty bad joke.
I'm old school. I'm Bruce Hall. This
You're
is
definitely
Roy G.
Old.
Roy's young enough to be my grandson, I think.
Maybe.
I think.
That could probably work.
You know, I'm sitting here looking. You know, there's another great game later today. Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals.
That's right.
Both teams are 7-8. I love this game, and I'll tell you what. The beat writer, Jess Root. Wonderful guy out in Arizona. And there's a guy named Danny Kelly who has a site called Field Gulls, G-U-L-L-S.
Like a seagull.
And
I
you know what?
It.
Let me just tell you, both of these teams are playing very well right now. And it's a shame they both can't end up 8-8. That was the one thing we were talking about with Philadelphia and Washington earlier, because I did want to go over one thing that you and I talked about in the pre-meeting. Mm-hmm. We talked about the only incentive for the Redskins, in my opinion, to win this game is so Shanahan doesn't regress. If he goes to 5-11 after 6-10 last year, that's a lot worse than going 6-10 2 years ago.
Well, the whole NFC East is just, I mean, that
they could have all been 8-8.
All of those coaches are sitting on hot seats. Every single
Kyle,
one of them.
Kyle, did you read my blog early in the season when I said that all four teams in the NFC East could go 8-8?
No, I missed that.
Well, you have to read.
I do have to read.
Hey, Kyle.
Oh, hi there. Hey.
Yeah, you know what's
his
great?
Microphone.
You know what's
works.
Great here when we do the show in Maryland, we don't normally see the guy who is producing our show because Roy and I are
we're
in
Columbia,
in a
yeah.
Spot, and we're looking at each other,
yeah.
And I, you know, we don't hear from him unless we turn and look to him.
He has to like throw paper at us. I turn around and look at me.
And by the way, Matt, we miss you,
let
buddy.
Matt, go sit in the corner. All right,
Matt, we miss you, buddy. Yeah, we really do. And I know Matt's listening right now.
You better be listening.
I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy
fired,
G.
Matt.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You're not really
There's
fired.
Way too many tweets being sent right now. I'm trying to keep up.
You're so popular on Twitter, Bruce.
It's not even
I have too many tweets right now.
It's not a matter of being popular. It's a matter of getting the information. Trying to get the information. Now, the good news about today
is that we don't have to watch.
No,
the
we're done at noon, so I got an hour to really, really take a look at everything.
There you go.
Chicago, Minnesota.
Terrible game.
Hey,
I don't care about
if you've
game.
Listened to this show all year, you know how much Roy loves the Chicago Bears.
Their defense. I love the Bears' defense.
Yeah, well,
and
what
I
do you
love,
think about them now?
And I thought that Jay Cutler.
What do you think about them now?
I still think they're a good defense, and I still think Chicago wins this game. But I don't care about this game because the offense in Chicago is terrible. Who cares?
Caleb Haney's not starting a quarterback,
I don't care.
Right?
I don't care.
Who's the starting quarterback for Chicago?
I'll do it. They need somebody.
They need somebody that can see over the line.
It doesn't matter. You know, that was my problem in high school. I played a high school quarterback, and when I was a freshman, I was 5'3".
Look,
so I couldn't see over the line.
Jared
so
Allen's
roll me
having,
out.
Jared Allen's having a great year though.
He is
from Minnesota. 18.5 sacks. If you're reading my blog, it says pass. This game sucks. I wouldn't even watch this game unless my son was Christian Ponder.
Pass.
Double pass.
Double pass.
Let's go to the next game.
Next up,
what do you say?
Next up is the Buffalo Bills +10.5 at the New England Patriots. The over-under here is 50.
I love this game.
It's a good game.
You know why? Because there's going to be some scoring in this game.
I agree. I have the over in this.
And I got to tell you.
It's a big over, too.
Well, you know what? The one thing you don't want to do, you can give yourself a concussion on defense, too. You can actually blow a guy up, and all of a sudden, you're seeing three of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of real aggressive tackling in this game. Not that New England and Buffalo's defenses know how to tackle.
I was just about to say, what defenses are you talking about?
They're neither one of them are that good, but I will say this. Now, New England this week on Wednesday, all the reporters got a half hour and then they were thrown out. The next day, I think it was closed in New England. I think Brady's hurt. It's his off shoulder,
it's
but I you know
shoulder,
what I
yeah.
think? I think Tom Brady might not play.
Does that mean we see the first of Ryan Mallett?
Yes. And you know what? Ryan Mallett can play.
Is Ryan Mallett? Well, yeah, we said that about Gabbert, too.
Well, no, Gabbert's a big puss. There's
well,
a big difference.
We said,
no, he is. He's a big puss.
Can we say that?
Yes. He's soft.
If you, if
he's
you
like a little kitty cat.
No, I'm looking over at Kyle for seeing his finger slips to the dump button on that
no,
one.
No, he's. No, I'm just telling you. The word around the league is Blaine Gabbert is soft. He's just scared
soft.
Of contact.
He's a little surfer boy.
You can't be scared of contact if you're an NFL quarterback because you're going to get hit.
He's got great hair, though.
Yeah, he does. He's got some pretty hair.
He's got real nice hair, boy.
That sounds like us when we used to go out in college. And
it'd be that doesn't after, sound like me in college.
No. It'd be after 12. You have to listen to the story.
I guess
it would
I
be,
have
it
to.
It would be after 12 midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you're hitting
you know,
on guys with
12,
long hair.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, the girls start looking a lot better. The later you go, and we used to always say this about the girls that time of night, she had some pretty hair. I'm going to take the over in this game. I love it. It's 50.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could hit that first half. Isn't it windy up there, though?
Yeah, it's
how windy is it?
Windy and cold.
I don't think it's cold. We're in New York. It's 50 some degrees here.
It was,
isn't it 50?
It was, yeah. It was north.
Yeah, but it's not that far north.
It was here. I'm pulling it up right now. This
38
internet here is still slow.
It is 48 degrees.
Yeah, so I guess showers. That's, no, it's going
to
be fine.
But 30% chance of showers. Wind 11 to 16 miles,
you know what,
per hour.
Love the over. Ryan Fitzpatrick signed a big deal. Got paid. Didn't do him much. Didn't do the Bills much good, did it?
Mm. No,
he lost his starting running back. Guy was having an All-Pro year. And that made all the difference in the world. New England, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs. If they win this game, they're still seeded number one, correct? They have to win the game. Now, what the big question is with this game, Roy, right now, is if New England wins the game, if they get ahead comfortably, will they pull a little shaving act? Which I'm not saying they did it, but remember when they were beating Indianapolis by 28 points?
Yeah, well, what was the spread in that game, Bruce?
It doesn't matter. You can't say you knew that. You cannot say you knew that. They could have beat them 49-3, and they end up winning by, what, 7 points against Indianapolis?
Bruce, did I sit here on the radio?
You're the expert, 25-year-old.
I
apologize.
Did I sit here on the radio and tell you that it was going to happen?
Yeah, but it was somewhere else.
And you bet me dinner at the Palm.
I did, and I owe you dinner at the Palm.
But you can't say that you knew that.
Yes, I did. I bet dinner at the Palm on it.
You didn't know.
I had no idea. You're right.
Hey, you got to check the weather, though. I'm just going to take the over for 4 stars anyway. You know, we do like some unders today.
We do. Really? I like 5 unders.
Yeah, and they're easy to do. Let's go to the next game. We'll come back to New England later.
Next up, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers -6.5 over the Cleveland Browns. Over under here is 36.5.
Let me tell you, Roy, you take over this one. The guy... There is a little thing on YouTube by a kid, and tell him about it, Roy.
It's this guy. What is it? Cleveland. I told you what it was earlier. What is the name of it? I don't know. It's this guy. If you go on YouTube and you YouTube Cleveland rants about
his
stadium.
Name's Mike Polk Jr. He's a comedian.
There it is, and he is
Cleveland Thundercat.
Cleveland Thundercat, that's it. And he's screaming.
It's the funniest thing you'll see all day.
It is hilarious.
It should be on the NFL. It should be on the NFL show.
I'm pretty sure it made it, the NFL, NFL.com.
It's got to.
It is hilarious, and it hits home for me, being a Redskins fan.
Well, they are the mirror image of the Washington Redskins.
He's sitting outside of the stadium yelling, and he's like, it is statistically... harder to be this bad than it is to be occasionally...
to get lucky once in a while and win a game. And you know what's amazing about the thing? He's having the conversation with the stadium.
Yeah,
he's in front of the stadium, and it's got the big sign of whatever the name of their stadium is, and he's talking to the stadium.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It is the funniest thing you'll ever see.
And that's the best thing to come out of Cleveland ever.
Oh. It is. And let me just say this. Where did Cleveland go wrong? You know, Marty Schottenheimer.
Where did they go right?
Look, we talked a lot about Marty Schottenheimer earlier today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now I don't know anything about Marty Schottenheimer's, you know, personal problems he's had over the years and what his social life might be like. And I've heard a lot of stories, and I'm not going to get into them because none of them are substantiated. But I got to tell you, we had Marty for 1 year,
Redskins,
in Washington,
yeah.
And he made the cover of Sports Illustrated that year because they started 0-6 and they went 8-8, and they were 8-7 going into the last game. They lost the last game, and he got fired by this genius Dan Snyder, who owns the Washington Redskins, the smallest bully in the history of bullies. And I can say that because that's my opinion. Because that's what he does to people.
He's a bully.
That's what he's done to the Redskin faithful. I mean, this stadium is going to shrink every year now so they can stay sold out.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, let's stop talking about the Redskins.
We'll tell them that.
It just disappoints me.
But anyway, Marty Schottenheimer was the last guy, in my opinion, in Washington that knew anything about football. I'm not a Mike Shanahan guy.
No.
And listen, here's the problem that we have in Washington.
You're depressing me, man. This is
well, yeah,
year.
Get
I'm
over
to,
it.
I'm
These people need
off.
To hear the truth. Kyle Shanahan, who was with the Texans, remember,
yeah. mm-hmm.
for we're finding out he wasn't the reason the Texans were
Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson and the running game.
And the head coach called Gary Kubiak, who was offensive coordinator for Shanahan in Denver for years, and one of his quarterbacks, a Denver quarterback.
What was his name, John Elway or something
hey,
like that?
Hey, who else worked with Marty Schottenheimer the year he was in Washington? Tony Sparano.
Yep. And
Hugh Jackson.
Yep.
Great quarterbacks. No, what do the Redskins
and
do?
A guy here?
We fire the guy.
And a guy here in New York that everyone's really familiar with, his son, Schottenheimer, Brian.
Brian Schottenheimer. Now he's catching a lot. We're going to talk about Brian later when we talk about the Jets. But let me just tell you something. If you think you got it bad in New York Jet fans, come to Washington.
No, don't.
And
come
take
back.
A look at Kyle Shanahan one time.
You'll cry.
I mean, oh, it'll make you cry. You'll shed alligator tears.
You don't know my struggle.
I'm Bruce
in New
Hall.
York.
This is Roy Edwards. Go to my blog at brucehallsports.com. You can click on the face. Send us a Facebook message. Tweet me at Bruce Hall Sports. What's your tweet, Diane?
Sports Man Cave.
At Sports Man Cave?
Yeah.
And we'll definitely answer you back. There's no question about that. You know what? Pittsburgh, Cleveland, this is a good team versus a suck team.
Pittsburgh.
They are. You know what?
Pittsburgh's good.
I've got Pittsburgh minus 6.5. And you know what? I'm taking it big. Big Ben is supposed to start.
He's beat up. And
nah, but he's going to start.
You know, if he plays anything like he played in...
that game he shouldn't have played. He shouldn't have played 2 games ago.
That was
when he got beat.
San Francisco. It was a San Francisco game. If he plays anything like that, then I don't like this cover at all.
Big difference between playing against Cleveland and playing against San Francisco.
Yeah, but the Cleveland Browns statistically have best pass defense in the league?
Yeah, because they're the easiest team to run.
I know that, but the numbers got to mean something.
Well, look, the Browns started 2-1. Since they started 2-1 this season, they're 2-10.
Yeah, they're pretty
good. Seneca Wallace is their starting quarterback. Do I need to say anything else?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
How good is he? Would you rate him above or be behind Rex Grossman?
Well, if Rex Grossman is
33. I got Grossman at 14-15.
Well, Rex Grossman. Whoa, buddy.
No, I do.
I got Rex Grossman. Since we started the show, Rex Grossman's dropped to 36.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Because I forgot about Flynn.
Hey, fantasy-wise, he's probably 10 or 11. Rex.
Come on, man.
No, he is.
Fantasy?
Don't you think?
Don't bring fantasy.
Who did you play today?
My season's over.
Are you in the playoffs?
All four of my seasons are over. Yeah, I went to 3 championships out of 4 leagues.
Is it over?
Yeah, it's over.
The whole thing is over?
Yeah.
How can you be over when the NFL season isn't over?
Well, we backed our league up to week 1 through 16 because so many people were sitting starters in week 17 that it screwed up championships.
Now, is Peyton Hills a free agent after this year? I think he is.
I would have to look that up.
Pretty sure he is. Why?
Well, yeah, he is. He was crying about his new contract all season.
He's just starting to play like the old Peyton Hills right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, he was crying all season. His agent said he had strep. He was doing all kinds of different
injuries. Well, it was a hamstring for 5 weeks.
No, it was not a hamstring.
No, I know, but he said that.
Yeah, well, his agent came out and was like, sit down, and we'll say it's a hamstring injury. That's what happened.
Steelers have to win this game to have any chance at the crown.
That also means...
A couple of teams got to lose, right?
The Ravens have to lose.
Ravens has to lose. That's to win the North crown, right?
To win the AFC North, yeah.
And they'll get number 2 seed if they do that. And the Ravens will have to play next week, right?
The Ravens will be the
They would have to play next week.
In Denver.
Right. Oh, God.
That's what I think, because I think Denver wins.
I don't see the Browns scoring, do you?
Yeah.
You see them scoring in this game?
Yeah.
The Browns.
The Browns.
Whoa.
Yeah, I see the Browns scoring.
Where did Roy go?
I'm right here. How's it going? Look, the Browns.
I have the under in this game.
I have the under too.
Well, then how do you see the Browns scoring?
Well, it's only it's 36.5.
They're going to score 7 points, maybe.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to score 14.
No, they're going to score like 20.
No, it'll be 17.
20-7.
17-7.
It was 14-3 last game.
17-7.
20-7.
17-7.
14-7.
It's going to be 17-7.
Hey, you know what the total is now? It's down to 36.5.
Yeah, 36.5.
And you like the under still?
Yes,
I'm going to take it. I'm Bruce Hall. Hey, James Harrison is back.
Who cares? The Steelers.
I love James Harrison.
The Steelers offense.
I love a guy that cannot. Hey.
The Steelers offense has fallen off, man. They have one of the best receiving corps in the NFL, and they have fallen off.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Did you see?
I will answer it.
Did you see the press conference when Holmgren came out and defended the way they handled Colt McCoy when they almost got him killed.
Yeah.
Could you believe that?
No, that's ridiculous. They have a lawsuit on their hands.
You know what really made me angry about that whole thing? They gave Colt McCoy's father a boatload of crap about that. If that's my son, I say the same thing, and I hire a lawyer. I mean, come on, man. Get it together. The kid didn't know where he was.
How do you,
and you put him back in there in the red zone.
Yeah, how does he clear doctors on the sideline to go back in? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know what the league's doing now?
If he's that
they've
bad.
They've got athletic trainers in the booth now
to look at film.
Well, you know, they get to look at that film.
Well, they're talking about
played back that film 10 times.
They're talking about putting a trainer on both sidelines that is not affiliated with that organization, because right now it's the Cleveland Dockers looking at the Cleveland players. So they're talking about putting
independent athletic trainers,
right? Someone who will just go on and say,
those are the same guys that look at my kids in high school,
right? That way it's not a biased opinion on the player. That way something like this, your quarterback, who the Cleveland organization is like, are you okay? We need you. Are you okay? Can you go back in? Whereas this guy will really evaluate if he's okay or not. I mean, Colt McCoy was obviously not okay if he's still out 2 weeks later.
It's funny. It's like 4 weeks later.
He went in the next series.
He's done.
I mean,
for the year.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the last game.
Yeah, but I mean, he's done for a while anyway. He probably, listen, we go through concussions in wrestling in high school. We go through concussions
in high school
in football because it's a collision sport. And I'm telling you,
I've had five concussions.
Well, you know, I probably had five
that
one,
I know about.
One wrestling
that
season.
I know about. I've had five.
You know what? This game, anything but the under is a stretch, but I'm taking the Steelers because it's less than a touchdown. I'm taking the Steelers because I know that they're going to play hard here, and I think it doesn't matter which quarterback starts for them. I think they're going to be able to run the ball, and I think they're going to be able to move the football on the Cleveland defense.
Cleveland sucks.
Let's go to the next game.
Next
I
up,
love
have,
that sound.
Next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens -2 over the Cincinnati Bengals. Over under here is 30.5. And we differ here.
Hey, you know, we do differ. You want, hey, double or nothing at the Palm?
Yeah, man.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
All day.
You know I'm taking
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Are you taking the Ravens?
Yes, I'm taking the Ravens.
Why? Flacco.
Joe Flacco is terrible. Joe Flacco is awful.
All right, let me ask you this. And this is I know your answer right now. Who do you take, Andy Dalton or you take Flacco right now?
Andy Dalton. I would take Andy Dalton.
Well, then how can you take Flacco in Cincinnati?
Because I would take Ray Rice over anyone on Cincinnati. Anyone.
Yeah. Cedric Benson has fumbled 4 times in 2 games.
Is it 4? I thought it was 5.
It might be 5.
I mean,
it's a lot. Hey, you shouldn't put the ball on the ground 1 time.
Exactly. So you're looking at a running back who coughs the ball up. Then you're talking about a rookie quarterback who's number one target.
So you think you got a chance.
Exactly.
Hey, so you know why I'm taking them? Because
is.
This is their shot. This is their shot. Right here.
Yeah, but rookies.
Listen. It's Marvin Lewis. All right. Marvin has won 5 out of the last 6 games in Cincinnati. And this is not your father's Baltimore Raven team. These guys are good, but they're not that good.
What do you mean my father's Baltimore
Ravens? Hey, look, I don't think their defense.
Baltimore Colts?
You said it this week. Who's going to come in on third down for Ray Lewis?
Anybody. I think Ray Lewis should not play on third down. Yes, I did say
that. This is Ray Lewis's last year playing football.
Maybe.
No, I think for sure.
Maybe.
He's too slow.
You look at Ed Reed and you look at Ray Lewis, and you got to wonder how much time they have left in Baltimore. But these guys are more than athletes for this Ravens team. They are emotional leaders and really the heart of this defense. So long as they are on the sideline, in the huddle, no matter where they are, this team plays better. Now, does the Baltimore Ravens defense look faster with Ray Lewis not in the game? Absolutely. But you need his presence in order for the other 10 guys. But
he's 3-0 as a coach. And I said that. When he's on the sidelines, they're better than when he's on the field.
They're faster.
But I just think he does such a great job coaching linebackers.
Well, he knows the game very, very
well. He's going to be a defensive coordinator.
He will be
exactly. Let me tell you what really killed me with the Ravens this year. 2 weeks ago, I had him, remember, in San Diego. Who won that game?
San Diego.
By 20 points. Norv Turner beat the Ravens.
You know who's San Diego that week? Me.
Well, whatever. Who cares?
I care.
You know, who cares? And you're on the Ravens now
in
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost four games on the road this year. I say they lose five here. I just don't see anything else. AJ Green's back for Dalton.
Now,
he didn't play in the first game.
Now, I also said that the Ravens were not going to win the AFC North and that they were going to be the wild card and they were going to lose in Denver. I've been saying that for months. But
they're one and out.
But I thought that the Ravens losing to San Diego meant that their crown was done. So, I mean, am I kind of rooting for Cincinnati here a little bit so that the thing that I've been saying for months happens? Maybe. But I don't see this Ravens team losing to a rookie quarterback, rookie playmaker, and a running back who coughs the ball up. I just don't see that happening.
You know, AJ, let me tell you, AJ Green and Caldwell and the cat that did the flip, was that Caldwell? No, it was the other guy. They've got three really good wide receivers. How about the flip that cat did?
That was pretty cool.
How do you do that? That was a 6'5" dude that he didn't touch.
Yeah, he slipped right over. It was pretty cool.
You know, let's go to the next game. I'm gonna take the Bengals, and I'm gonna take the 2 to 2.5 points, and I'm gonna take the under.
I got Baltimore.
I'm taking the under because you told me to.
I do have the under.
I'm taking the under here for 4 stars. Next game, Kyle.
Next up, we have the Arizona Cardinals -3 over the Seattle Seahawks. The over-under here is 41.
This could be the best game of the day. You know what? The Cardinals are a different team in Arizona now. There was a time when Bidwell, you know, when they were in Tempe playing in the same Sun Devil Stadium where the Arizona State Sun Devils play. Small stadium, kind of like RFK, maybe 52,000 seats in it, up on a big rock on campus. You know, not a great place. There was one Super Bowl. No, you know what? Yeah, there was one Super Bowl there. Then we had one in the new stadium,
yeah,
which is much better. They don't really have they have a good fan base now. And I don't know how they do it because supposedly the economy is so bad out there. I'm buying a house out there because you can buy a house for 20 to 30 cents on the dollar out there.
The weather's great out there.
Well, yeah, of course it is. And it's everything's cyclical. You know, eventually the real estate market will come back there.
But then what happens on a power out? Like, what happens if, like, something terrible happens and then you're sitting out in the desert? You know, that's no fun.
Well, they've got backup. They got backup.
That's like
generators.
That's like Nevada. What happens if something goes dead? Then you're just in a crappy city in the middle of the desert.
Would you like me to answer your question, or do you want to just guess? What they do is they drive guessing. 2 hours north to about 5,000 feet up, uh-huh, where it's 30 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
And that's where they hang out. It's where all the red rocks are.
That's where they huddle up.
That's where all the red rocks are. They go skiing in Flagstaff. I'm not Flagstaff. Yeah. They go skiing in Flagstaff at Northern Arizona University. My daughter went there for a year. It's like there's snow on the ground 6 months out of the year up there, and it's 110 degrees in the desert. No, it's good. But Seattle, look at these two coaches. Kenny Wisenhunt, who's been to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And our boy Pete Carroll,
yeah,
who's also been to a Super Bowl as a assistant coach, and he hasn't been to a Super Bowl as a head coach.
No,
but I'm going to tell you what.
Well, it's only second
in the
year.
West,
it's only second year in the league.
But in the Western Division,
as a head coach,
anybody can go. If the 49ers don't put together a team that can repeat over and over, Arizona and Seattle have as good a chance as anybody. Arizona started the season 1-6.
Well, with Harbaugh in San Francisco, I see San Francisco taking over that division again. I mean, the Harbaugh brothers they know what they're doing. And that's apparent. Because now the Ravens are looking at their fourth straight, either their fourth or fifth straight playoff.
They've been to the playoffs every year.
With Harbaugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And now You take it out to San Francisco, Harbaugh takes over, and guess what? They're in the playoffs. There's something about the Harbaugh family that just spells out playoffs. And the coaches have fire. The players rally around them.
But it's not just the coaching staff. It starts at the top. Steve Bisciotti, one of the top three or four owners.
Well, yeah, in the NFL. Both Baltimore and San Francisco have great organizations.
Ozzie Newsome. Maybe the best GM
in football. He put together one of the greatest draft classes.
Best defense I ever saw.
Yeah.
That defense that they had kind of rivaled the Packers' defense back before there was a salary cap. But the Packers, when they won all those trophies with Vince Lombardi,
13
had the best defense in the NFL because Every year they just kept coming back. There was no salary cap. They just paid them more money than everybody else. And they, you know, back then, people weren't as greedy. They really weren't. I mean, NFL players had part-time jobs in the offseason.
Yeah, now they sit out.
Now they just hire a trainer and have somebody drive them around. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're coming down to the end of the regular season in the NFL. We've only got a couple of more games to talk about. Roy, who do you like in this Arizona-Seattle game? You know what? I'm going to tell you who I like. You can take the other side if you want.
That's fine.
I'm taking Arizona. I'm giving the points.
To me, it's a toss up, and I'll take Seattle. If you're taking Arizona, I'll take Beast Mode.
A question I saw more than any other question this week about this game: who would you take, Beanie Wells or Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch.
Okay. You know what?
That's not even a question.
If Beanie Wells is healthy, I want that big back. I like him.
I don't like him. I mean, he's having a great season, but I don't like him.
You know what worries me about Marshawn? Remember when he hurt his hamstring a couple years ago?
Yeah.
He was out all year.
Yeah, but the guy...
He's like LaRon Landry. Disappeared this year.
The guy runs hard. Marshawn Lynch runs hard.
How about... Well, he's got the number one highlight of the year.
Yeah.
He threw a guy down that was in front of him.
At the New Orleans...
He threw him down on the field... And then nobody wanted to tackle him after that.
No, nobody still wants to tackle him.
You know, the total's 41. That one could go under, too.
I have this as an under, yeah. I have five unders.
Well, you know what? Lynch has rushed for over 1,100 yards. He's got 12 touchdowns. You know, Beanie Wells' stats are almost identical to that. What do you think of John Skelton? He's a backup, but a lot of people think that he's going to be a starter somewhere else. He's not going to be there because they gave
Kevin Cobb the contract. But right. With Skelton, he's spreading the ball out a lot more. With Cobb,
right.
With Cobb, it was Fitzgerald or bust. Now we're seeing somebody like an Early Doucette.
Oh, Early Doucette can play.
Who I said last year was my fantasy sleeper of the week if you needed a waiver wire pickup, which panned out okay for people. He dropped a touchdown pass, which would have made him a great pickup, but he panned out okay last week. But he's moving the ball around, and the Cardinals are looking okay right now, but I just don't see them beating this Seattle team that has looked
at home, you know,
has looked.
They've won four in a row at home.
This Seattle team looks very good at times.
Well, you know what? This is for double or nothing at the Palm.
That's fine.
In D.C.
I'm Bruce Hall,
and I'm going to be broke if I lose this one because I know I saw Roy eat last night. You know what? I'm going to take Arizona, but I'm not playing him in the pool. No, I'm not playing them in the National Handicappers Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not playing
them. But I'm taking them against you, Roy G.
I got Seattle, but
and
again,
you know
I'm not playing
them.
Why
I'm taking them? Because I'm old school, and Kenny Wisenhunt and Russ Grimm are former Hogs of the Washington Redskins. Kyle, let's go to the next game.
Next up, we got the Denver Tim Tebow's -3 over the Kansas City Chiefs. The over-under here is 37.
You know what? I don't want to talk about this too long because, you know, we've two words.
Tim Tebow.
I mean, two words. Tim Tebow on a lot of stations this week was the number one story of 2011 football season.
I had him. He's in my top 10 moments of 2011.
Well, we're going to go over your list, too. Do you have it already done?
Yeah, I can pick it.
Let's do it real quick. We got about, you know.
You got to give me a second to pull it up.
We're coming up on the noon hour here soon. The other thing is, let me talk about the game first. Denver's scaring me. You know, I really liked them a couple of weeks ago, but then they put the ball on the ground like two times in 2 minutes. And the game was over.
Yeah, well, Denver has hit a bit of a turnover bug as of recent.
What's up with that?
Well, I think that, you know, the magic wasn't going to be there every week. You're not going to win every game. I feel like
Right. Everyone
was on the Tebow bandwagon when he was 7-1, and now all of a sudden he's lost two games to a very good New England team, and last week he lost to the Buffalo Bills, who everyone forgets was this high-powered offense in the beginning of the season. So
you're looking good right now, by the way. LeSean McCoy is out. He's not going to play today for the Eagles.
I told you.
Redskins +8, +8.5. It's looking a lot better, baby.
It's looking a little pretty there, isn't it?
Andrew Siciliano. Arian Foster's inactive. Ooh.
Is he really?
Yes. Why do you think I've got Twitter, dude?
They still have Ben Tate.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit here and retweet all my followers right now.
The Houston Texans still have the best backfield in the AFC in the NFL, really. I mean, their running backs are great with Arian Foster and Ben Tate.
Surprise, Ricky Sapp. Oh, that was Benny Sapp that got in trouble for beating up somebody in a pushing somebody down. I get those Saps mixed up. There's a bunch of them from the U. We call it the PU. Actually, we call it something else, but I won't say it on the air.
Thank you.
Kyle loves me because I don't curse. You know, we're so clean sometimes, Roy.
Sometimes.
I love this, and I hope my kids are listening to me. My high school wrestlers are going, this isn't Coach Hall. I haven't heard one bomb yet. We're sitting here, Grant Paulson, Marcus White. God, there's so many guys playing for Washington all of a sudden. I don't even know who they are. Practice guys coming up.
What, the Redskins?
Yeah.
You're still talking about the Redskins?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I'm sitting here looking. Denver, Kansas City. Everybody on NFL.com.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, such as a national alert, severe weather, or local emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This station serves the lower Hudson Valley area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Super religious guy, but I do believe in God, and I've always believed in God, and it started as a young man when I did that. But you can't get angry with somebody that uses their position to promote something they believe in. And in my opinion, that's what Christians do. That's what Muslims do. That's what everybody does. They use their position to promote what they believe in. And you know what? This kid has taken care of. How about that little boy that had brain cancer?
They ran a story on ESPN.
I mean, does that every day.
About how that kid had an inspiration from Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow does that stuff every day.
He was like an 8 or 9 year old kid, and he's going through chemotherapy. And he looked at Tim Tebow because Tim Tebow, everyone told him he couldn't be a quarterback, and he's gaining off of what Tim Tebow's doing. I mean, how can you hate a guy who is inspiring 8, 9 year old kids who are going through chemotherapy? I mean, how do you hate a player like this?
Gee, you think Matt Flynn's going to start? Rodgers is inactive. God, I'm so smart.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, Matt.
I am so smart.
We already went over that Matt Flynn is no slouch.
Smart.
He's no slouch.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. No, you know what?
Matt Flynn's no slouch.
Ben Tate's going to get 180 yards today.
He's going to run all over him.
You know what? They may take him out early though.
Who
because you know they don't get a benefit of winning, right? If they win, it doesn't make any difference. But I'm on him anyway because you told me to.
I think Houston's going to pull it out.
Roy, I love you, but I'm on him because you told me to.
Thank you. That's usually how it works.
All right, listen. I'm taking Denver.
I'm taking Denver too, man. I'm not buying
two words.
This,
two words.
Tim Tebow. I'm not buying this hype that
Kyle Orton.
The Tim Tebow thing is not over. It was not a fluke. This guy is a winner. These players still believe in him, and this is the ultimate goal they had in mind.
Do you know what I wanted to see? I wanted to see Kyle Orton playing Tim Tebow on the scout team. That's what he did. Kyle Orton could no longer play Tim Tebow on a scout team than I could play Tim Tebow on a scout team. Kyle Orton probably runs a 5.3 40, and he weighs 218 pounds, and he's not that athletic.
You can't prepare for a guy like Tim Tebow.
Wouldn't you agree he's not that athletic?
Kyle Orton?
Yeah.
No, that's why they let him go. I mean, come on now. Kyle Orton he can't move around. He's got an arm. He's an okay passer, but you got to remember that this guy got beat out by Rex Grossman in Chicago. This guy is not any good. He was just better than whatever they had in Kansas City.
Cornell's defense is going to play a lot of man. They're going to put 8 in the box. They're going to stop the run. I love the over here, Roy. I'm taking the over. I'm sorry. I'm taking the under for 5 stars on all 3 of my unders, and I'm taking the overs for 4 stars. And this is the biggest one. I could see this game being 10-9, couldn't you?
I could see that.
I could too. Plus,
it's not going to be a high scoring game. It's going to come down
weather-wise, I want to say it's pretty windy out there too.
It's going to come down to that Tebow time that everyone's like.
Well, you know
about.
What? This is their playoff game.
It is.
You know, this is just like the Giants and the Cowboys. It's a play-in game for the playoffs. This is like the 65th, you know, in the NCAA Final Four when the two guys play in to see who gets into the 64.
Right, I mean,
how ridiculous is that?
That's why I don't see the Denver Broncos laying down. I do not see them giving up on what they've believed in Tebow for so long. All season they said, "Yeah, we can rally behind this guy and we can get in the playoffs." That was the whole thought process. We believe in Tebow. He's going to take us to the promised land. So what makes people think that now that they're in the position that they fought to be in all season that they're just going to lay down? Why I don't
absolutely
I don't see it. This defense is going to step up. Tim Tebow is going to be Tim Tebow. Their running game is going to be their running game. And when it comes down to it, the Chiefs are going to be the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs are not a good football team.
No, I agree. They definitely don't have the offense. And you know, Jackie Battle's out, I think.
Yeah, Jackie Battle's out.
And Jackie Battle's their best running back. You know, I see this as being a real banging defensive game. What I see happening is I see the Denver defense really going after Orton. You know, they are going to go after Orton. Orton isn't going to be able to like get away from that rush. Now, he does have some familiarity with the defense, obviously, because he's going up against their number one defense in practice.
Yeah,
forever.
But that defense didn't play for Orton. I don't think that defense likes Orton very much.
Well, you know, I think they like Tebow, that's for sure.
I think there's going to be a
lot
of bad blood.
You know what, let's go to the New York games real quick.
We got the New York Giants -3 over the Dallas Cowboys. The over-under here is 47.
You know what? Everybody, you know, the amazing thing about what we see here in New York is we think that our press is brutal. Boy, they're brutal up here. I'm reading the Post. I'm reading all the papers here today, and everybody's picking the Cowboys. Now I understand that, and I got to tell you, as a handicapper and a pretty successful handicapper at that, I don't like the Giants at home usually. I like them on the road. They're road warriors. When they won the Super Bowl, they won like 9 games in a row on the road. Mm-hmm. They're always good on the road, which means that they're professionals. They travel well. Something happens when they're home. The Jets are starting to kind of look like that a little bit themselves, although they're worse on the road, in my opinion. They're not as good as they are here. And I think that's because they feel less pressure than the Giants, and I can't explain that. The Redskins, you and I both know how they are.
They're terrible. They're
terrible at home. They've never gotten a break at home from an official anywhere. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of things. Tickets, people coming in from out of town, just a lot of stuff happening. And you can go home and you can go to the hotel. When you're on the road, it's just the hotel. It's just the meetings. It's just the food. Everybody goes to a meeting. You know, they do everything together. At home, they do
the
everything
Giants,
separate.
The Giants played good when they were in their home stadium as the away team. Maybe they just need that away thing next to their name to play good. Is that? I don't know if that's what it is. They play better when they're on the road.
You know what?
I don't understand
you know
what
how
it is.
You know, but I like Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
I think he's a great coach. He was a great coach in Jacksonville. He's been a great coach here.
He has.
He's been in two AFC championship games in Jacksonville. He's won a Super Bowl in New York.
He's a good coach.
I like him. Good coaches travel well. They do. Mm-hmm. They just do. Joe Gibbs traveled well, right? He always traveled well. If you break down teams by looking at the standings, it's very easy. Circle away games. Every time you circle the teams that have the best away record, they're the teams in the playoffs. They might be 4-4 at home, but if they're 7-1 on the road, they're good. They're a good team, and they've also won 11 games, so they're probably going to the playoffs.
A lot of that has to do with discipline as well.
Yeah, but you know where that comes from? Coaching. Trickle down. Comes from the management, mm-hmm. to the coaching staff, to the players. And then after that, it goes down to everybody else. You've got equipment guys. You've got trainers. The NFL, we talked about this earlier today. Their security is phenomenal. their security might be as good as the president of the United States. Everything they do is well. It's the best game in the world. It is. You know, now a lot of people will tell you international soccer is the best game. You know what? Baloney. The NFL, this is the reason so many people like to watch National Football League. It is the best game going. And I'm a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I coach a college wooden bat team in the summer. I coach wrestling in the winter. But football is what I'm good at, and I love to watch it. You can't get me sick of watching enough football tape. That's why I love Red Zone. I love all these. You can go 45 minutes of tape without a commercial, without a misplay, all that stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, the Giants have two good things going for them. They do have a running game.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't think the Cowboys are nearly as good against the run as everybody thinks. If they can handle Jay Ratliff at nose tackle, if they can handle him in the middle of that.
Well, the Giants diced up the Cowboys last meeting for 102 yards on the ground.
Yeah, but they got to do it again. Now they've got Brandon.
Well, why? I don't see why they couldn't do it again.
No, but they've got him. Yeah, I do too. I'm agreeing with you. I'm taking them. Look, I've got the Giants. I've taken the Giants.
See, today. I took the Cowboys, but the more that I look at this game, the more that I'm in favor of the Giants.
I'm beating Roy, by the way, just for you Giant fans. Look, you know the way I look at it? I look at Big Blue doing it. They got to get it done. They're going to get it done. I just wish the game was at 1 o'clock.
I mean, this...
We'd go over and try to find a ticket or two.
This game was about... Last time these teams played...
Right.
It was about 5 feet away from being a Cowboys victory.
Hey, you know who's going to have a big game today? Mario Manningham. He's going to catch 2 touchdown passes. And you know who else I like? I like the backup tight ends. I mean, these kids can play. Hakeem Nicks... Maybe if Hakeem Nicks has a bad hammy, he'll look at the ball longer. Hakeem, if you're listening to me, and I know you're not, because, well, no, maybe he is.
Probably.
You know what? No, they're in a meeting in the hotel now. It's lunchtime now. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to me, or if somebody can get to him, watch the ball into your daggone hands.
That drop
against
the Redskins.
Watch the ball into your hands.
That game.
You beat the Redskins if you score that first touchdown.
But
they would have laid down, Roy.
Hakeem Nicks was their breakout receiver last year. And now we're looking at a guy named Victor Cruz, who's a local guy, went undrafted.
How good is he?
He is good enough to make the Giants organization look like
genius. Who does he remind you of?
I don't, you know.
You know who he reminds me of a little bit, only he's a little bit.
He reminds me of Steve Smith, the guy who walked out the door.
You know what? He's like Steve Smith on his best days.
He's good.
He's also quicker than Smith.
And it doesn't hurt that he plays next to Nicks.
He reminds me of Gary Clark, an old guy with the Washington Redskins who was the number two guy in Washington for years behind Art Monk. Gary Clark was an All-Pro.
Victor Cruz is having a great year.
You know what?
But do you attribute?
Smart were they letting Smith go?
Do you attribute all this success to this receiving core, or do you attribute this success to? Hey, maybe Eli Manning is an elite quarterback.
Oh, no, he is an elite quarterback.
Maybe at the beginning of the season when Eli told everybody that he is in an elite status, maybe he was right. The guy throws for 26 touchdowns and 4,500 yards, and this is not a fluke season. He's been throwing for 20 touchdowns, what, 6-7 years in a row now?
Look, I mean, watched Eli play for 5 years at Ole Miss. He was a good player at Ole Miss.
He's a great quarterback.
You know what? You know what? Eli stayed there 5 years. He didn't leave early.
He was
there 5 years. He redshirted it.
Everyone gives him a hard time because his big brother's Peyton. But you know what? He is a younger Peyton. Can we say that now? Can we say that Eli Manning is a younger Peyton?
Let me say something because we're not running out of time. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left. But let me just say this. Peyton Manning has had nothing to do all year except what? Watch his little brother.
Yeah.
How much more time do you think Peyton has spent with Eli looking at film, taking it down, talking to his little brother than he has in most years? I would say 300% more time.
And you
maybe
know they
500%
talk. You know that they are involved in passing camps in the offseason. You know that they throw in the offseason. You know that they're together. Because, I mean, we see Peyton Manning at Giants games.
Right.
We saw him at the Super Bowl, which – look, you better be at the Super Bowl to support your younger
brother. Absolutely.
But you see them together all the time. They have the Manning passing clinic in the offseason, which Peyton didn't throw at this year.
All right. There's going to be a lot of scoring in this game. We got to get to the Jets, so I'm going to cut you off here, Roy.
But let
me just say this.
You know I'm a bigger Jets fan.
Look, I'm taking the Giants and I'm taking the over because the weather's going to be nice tonight in the new stadium, MetLife Stadium. I wish I could stick around, but I got something to do tomorrow morning back in the D.C. area. Let's go to the next game. It's the Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets. 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 What's the guy's name? The fireman?
Fireman Ed.
I love that guy. I wish he was the head coach of this team.
We got the New York Jets plus 2.5 over the Miami Dolphins. 41 is the over.
Reggie Bush is out. Yep. Next game. Oh, this is the last one. I'm taking the Jets.
Reggie.
Minus the points because it's not going to be a good game. Look, Miami gets nothing. They have nothing to gain by winning this game.
Daniel Thomas steps in. He's averaging about 3 yards a carry. There's the offensive line of Miami is beat up. The defense is beat up. Miami has absolutely nothing to play for. You're right.
This could be one of the strongest plays of the day. I like the Jets.
And when do the Jets show up?
They show up when they need a game.
Exactly. And we were talking about before the show how you don't like Rex Ryan.
No, but I like...
I love Rex Ryan.
Yeah, I know.
And the reason why I love Rex Ryan is because he shows up when it matters.
You know, I like Rex Ryan. I just don't like him as a head coach. That's just me. I wouldn't want him to be the face of my team
if I was
a billionaire. I don't have to worry about that.
He's my favorite.
I'm not a millionaire.
He's my favorite coach in the league.
You know what? Well, you're sick.
I mean, that's the difference between an old guy and a young guy.
Well, yeah.
The young guys.
I'm
speaking for all young
people.
Well,
I like John Gruden, and he's a young guy.
I like John Gruden, too.
I love John Gruden.
And John Gruden is an in-your-face, fired-up kind of guy, too.
Yes, he is, and he's also a great quarterback coach. He's a great offensive coordinator. He's a great everything. Look, let's take the Jets. What are we doing with that total? Is Miami going to score? Yes, they are.
Yeah. No, Miami's definitely
You like the over here, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I like the over.
All right, you're taking the over. I'm not. I'm taking the Jets, though, and I'm taking the Giants. And I'm going to tell you, if the Giants lose this game, it's going to hurt me more than any other team losing because I really want them in the playoffs next week.
So we've played the Jets into the playoffs, haven't we, with our picks?
You know, we have.
A Jets win, right? An Oakland loss.
Right. Cincinnati win.
I have Cincinnati losing.
See, I have them winning. I have Cincinnati in the playoffs.
And I have Houston winning. I have the Jets in the playoffs.
See, I got three teams from the North in the playoffs. That's the best division. Mm-hmm. And I think Cincinnati's just good. Cincinnati right now has a better defense than the Jets, and they definitely hey, look at me. Sanchez, I can't deal with him.
Well, Sanchez is...
He's terrible.
He's very inconsistent.
You know what? I don't care what you do, Rex. I love you. You know, this is Bruce Hall. This has been Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. New York, you've been great to us. Roy, it's been great.
It has been.
It's been super coming up here.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you so much, Kyle, for everything.